This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
When I look into your eyes.
All right, Robert Barnes knows what he's talking about. He's our guest right now. We should stay with us longer. We got other guests coming up. Robert Barnes. All right, we got 5 minutes left, brother. People say, oh, Jones is being persecuted. That's so what, or Trump is, or Rittenhouse. It's a beta test. But the people they pick is they want to set a precedent. So tell people the update on what's happening to Rittenhouse.
So you look at a sort of broad scale, what happened in the background of Kenosha was Democrats greenlighting violence, encouraging violence, and really inciting violence. If you look at some of the language they use, rewarding it, protecting it. Our current vice president, calling for the bailout of all the people that committed that mass-scale violence in Minneapolis, and that put into motion the things that happened in Kenosha, where a lot of outsiders came into the city and were burning down people's businesses, assaulting individuals that were local, and most of the people doing these crimes against the community were from outside the community. And so you have someone like Kyle Rittenhouse, who ends up just defending his life that day, trying to help defend his friends and other people he knew, and was assaulted for doing so effectively. And yet he is the one that they hold up and try to gaslight everybody that all that happened in Kenosha is all somehow Kyle Rittenhouse's fault. It's not the fault of the politicians who failed to send in the National Guard, and particularly the governor. It's not the fault of the local political apparatus that failed to have the policing adequately present. It's not the fault of the Democratic politicians nationwide who greenlit this violence. It's not the fault of the celebrities and social media influencers who incentivized it and encouraged it. It's not the fault of woke corporate America who helped fund it and pay for it. Somehow it's the fault of a poor kid from Antioch.
And so it's so a perfect microcosm of them launching attacks all over the country for years, and then a million people show up and a few hundred break into the Capitol with government aid, and then everybody's mad and every conservative should be put in the FEMA camp. In fact, I saw a National File article. I don't have it in front of me anymore. You're representing another fellow that got attacked by Antifa and pulled a gun that's going to the Supreme Court. There it is, Robert Barnes takes case, a man convicted for defending against BLM to Supreme Court.
Yes, that's the Michael Strickland case, a little reporter. You know, I mean, he's a little guy. He'd been previously beat up and assaulted in Portland. He has a little site about laugh at liberals that, you know, he just sort of documented some of the crazy things that happened in these riotous type settings. Because he'd been previously beat up, he went and got his training. He learned how to do it. You know, he's maybe 5'6", 5'7", small guy. He's on the spectrum. And so he learned, okay, how do I defend myself so this doesn't happen in the future? And he gets his training, he gets his right to carry, his right to carry. And on that day, a huge group of big, mean, nasty looking folks decide they're going to beat him up again just for filming a political activity in public protest. And all he does is, while backing up, he pulls out, shows his gun consistent to his training, then puts it away. Nobody's hurt, nobody's harmed. Because he takes self-defense action, and what do the web-politicized prosecutors in Oregon do? They charge him with 17 crimes. And so they end up, he ends up not even getting a jury trial. All kinds of crazy things happen to the judicial process. And now they've redefined self-defense in Oregon, that your state of mind and your life experience, you're not even allowed to introduce that into evidence. You're not allowed to tell.
You're not allowed to be afraid when 10 people say we're going to kill you.
Exactly. You're not allowed to tell them the history of who these people are. You're not allowed to tell them of what's going on through your mind. You're not allowed to tell them of how you've been beat up and assaulted before.
You're literally like a black person with 20 KKK around your house, and you're going to go to jail because you pulled a shotgun out.
Exactly. And you're not allowed to tell anybody who the Klan is. And you're not allowed to tell anybody who what these people have done in the past. You're not allowed to tell people why you have reason to fear.
And I raise that because in the first part of your career, you did a lot of Klan cases. You've actually dealt with that.
Oh, yeah, I've represented civil rights people against the Klan and other groups like that by going back from the time I was.
And now, what's it like to see the left acting exactly like that, but with more power?
To me, it's a logical extension. The far right and the far left have always been on the same side. They just look like they're on the opposite sides. Fascism and communism have a lot more in common than they have in disagreement.
Right. And they're the enemy. Barnes, we love you. Join me again Sunday, Monday, whenever you want. You're on fire. We always appreciate you, brother, in crazy times. So we'll have you back on. Let's book right now before he goes. I'm going to lock you down, buddy. You're busy. When you can come on next week, you know, at the end of the trial to join us, okay?
Absolutely. Will do.
All right. Try to set up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. All right. We'll be right back with another special guest, a mathematician, Edward Solomon. Stay with us.
grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
An expert mathematician says the election results for Joe Biden at the precinct level are, quote, impossible and cannot occur naturally. Here's One America's Christina Bob.
Edward Solomon, a mathematician, took a closer look at the election results at the precinct level. A specific anomaly occurred, rendering the results impossible, says Solomon. Joe Biden won exactly the same percentage points across multiple precincts at designated times of day, long enough to change the advantage. Mr. Solomon walked me through an example of the precincts in Fulton County, Georgia.
You can see that there's the first precinct there. It's at 12:56 a.m. on November 4th. And then when it abandons that ratio on its next tabulation update, two more precincts, they inherit that ratio on the same time stamp. And then after they update their tabulations and abandon that ratio of 1 to 18, another precinct inherits it.
Solomon says that in order for the ratios to be that exact at clearly designated times, computer software must have used an algorithm to change the votes. Specifically, for roughly 90 minutes at a time for rotating intervals, the precincts changed the votes to ensure that Donald Trump won only 5.555%. After the intervals completed, the precincts returned to a normal vote count.
It says that this can only have been done by an algorithm. It can't even be done by humans. So if you had a bunch of human beings that were trying to rig an election, and you said, hey, listen, I want you to give Trump 15% over here, and I want you to give Trump 13.5% over here, and 5.5% over here, even human beings trying to replicate this wouldn't get it this perfect.
So what are the chances of this happening naturally? Solomon says that there are not enough stars in the universe to which you can compare.
You can use the binomial probability formula, and the chance of that event happening is 1 over 10 to an exponent so large is not enough stars in the universe. So there's not enough atoms in the universe to explain the number. It can't happen naturally.
The numbers produced by this election result can't happen naturally, and humans trying to replicate the results would not be able to produce them this perfectly. This evidence requires election officials to take a closer look and audit their results with real forensic experts. I'm Christina Bob, One America News, Phoenix, Arizona.
Videos posted at InfoWars.com. Mathematician says Biden will draw a win, a statistical impossibility. But I didn't just believe him. There's other mathematicians that have found the same anomalies. I went to the websites you talk about, the state websites, and saw it there. The same exact algorithm, the same number over and over again. Impossible. And we've even got cases where they split votes for Trump and Biden. I mean, this is insane. So Edward Solomon, and I think one of his associates online was as well, is a number theory specialist and focused on elementary number theory and counting arguments. He's dedicated his life to study of numbers, fractions, and numbers that are pairwise, coprime, and common mobilis. Edward has been compared to the character Will Hunting from Good Will Hunting. He's a well-known guy. I didn't know he was on the show. I looked him up. And the 19th century mathematician that goes on, he has completed what he believes to be proof of America's conjecture and awaits confirmation of the 2300 page document defending his work. Edward is a mathematical savant, and at least, but more likely, a mathematical genius. And he's, again, Edward Solomon. So, Edward, I can go look at these numbers. I'm not a mathematical genius, but I know how numbers work, but numbers this long. You don't have magically on multiple voting systems in counties the exact same numbers popping up again in these weird fractions. That shows, obviously, it's being applied by a computer program. And, of course, the numbers were applied, if you look at it, against Trump for Joe Biden, and we see it in the spikes and the rest of it. So, good to have you here with us. I appreciate you. So, start wherever you want with mathematics or the election or... Because that was a very important 3-minute report from OAN, but I wanted to get you on to have a long-form interview, so thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Good to have you here, brother. So where do you want to start? You're the expert.
Well, of course, I want to start with what you guys just talked about with the gaslighting in the media, a lot of the things that you hear, right? Just a little comment I want to say there. There's a scene from The Taming of the Shrew by William Shakespeare. And the suitor, Petruchio, insists that the sun is the moon. And he forces Catherine to concede that the sun is the moon. And then when she concedes the point, because even though she knows it's not the moon is not the sun or the sun is not the moon, then they say, you're a liar. It actually is the sun. It's absolutely the gaslighting is really out of control. I just wanted to say that as I was listening before we started.
Well, absolutely. But, I mean, again, I'm not a rocket scientist. I just know you don't look at a voting system and see at key times the exact same numbers broken out the same. So explain this to me like I'm 5 years old.
Well, first of all, you don't need to be an expert mathematician to observe the problem. So the way it works is that they have a predetermined aggregate state between the election vote and the mail-in vote in each precinct. That will also produce a predetermined aggregate result in a county or an entire city, done in such a way to produce an actual margin of victory for another candidate or another. But they make it impossible for the other candidate to catch up. Now, the way they apply this algorithm is different in Michigan than it is in Georgia or in Pennsylvania. But the one in Georgia I have down to a science.
You've got the floor for the next 45 minutes. We've got your videos up. We'll tell people about your YouTube. But again, just start laying it out.
All right. So here's a one example here of Fulton County. And for the record, I have all the counties in Atlanta in my data set. And it's really only Fulton and DeKalb counties that get flagged for the most part. So it seems to be a geographical.
Yeah, they always pick certain key jurisdictions to do it.
Correct. So if this was, let's say hypothetically, this was a natural result, then it should be happening everywhere in Atlanta, not just in Fulton and DeKalb. But that being said, we see here that we have 16 precincts starting at 1 in the morning on November 4th. And this is this data comes from the New York Times Edison series. So if there's anything wrong with the data, then it's an issue with the New York Times and Sitel and Edison. But that being said, this starts at 1 o'clock in the morning on November 4th. Then ends at around 11 o'clock a.m. on November 5th. And each of these precincts, they assume a 5.55% percentage for Trump, meaning Trump gets 5.5% of the vote that comes in. Exactly, though. So that's a 1 to 18 ratio, meaning Trump gets one vote out of every 18 total that comes through these precincts. And what happens here is that when this precinct abandons this ratio on the next update in the series, two more precincts come forward, and it's as if they inherit the ratio. And then they abandon it, and then this precinct picks it up, and so on and so forth throughout this time series. Now, this isn't the only ratio for which this occurs. It occurs for several, including very bizarre ones, such as Trump gets five votes out of every 113. So when you have a large prime number in one of the parts of the ratio, it's very bizarre indeed. So what's really happening is this entire strip in front of us is actually acting as one large precinct algorithmically. I call it a virtual precinct, like in the cloud. And they're diverting the initial ballots from these precincts into a container, a virtual container that's preset to a 1 to 18 ratio.
You've got the floor. We're going to come back and keep breaking this down. All I know is that Joe Biden couldn't fill a parking lot and Trump had all these giant rallies. And then when they closed the polls in those five states, he was 2, 3, 4, 5 times the number of victory. So at a half a point in those states, he had 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points, depending on the state. And then magically these giant spikes come in, and they've got vans driving in and black suitcases being pulled out. But you're right. When you look at the math, you can see the algorithm pooling the counties, the precincts, manipulating the numbers. It's incredible. I've been watching your videos all weekend, and it's all right there. And I don't just believe you. I went and checked the precincts. I went and checked online with the state governments, and holy hell, there it was. Right there. So we don't just have them pulling suitcases out from underneath the counters. We don't just have vans pulling in when everything's supposedly closed. We don't just have the spikes. We have the math with Edward Solomon, and other mathematicians have confirmed similar findings. We'll be right back on the other side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
time. Everybody lives in a historic time, but we're living in one of the most historic times, if not the most historic, in world history. Not since the founding of the human age, or since the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ, and now where we are now, this is the trifectum. And as negative as things are, the enemy is throwing their full weight against humanity because they know their time is short. We are really playing with fire here. You know, we're not supposed to talk about election fraud. The Democrats said they were going to challenge the election no matter what. They said a red mirage was coming because they knew Trump was winning in a landslide. But then when we question it, oh, can't do that. But we are. But I don't just get Edward Solomon on after I saw his great report last week on OAN and just believing me. He comes off as a credible guy. He's a well-known mathematician. I went and looked at these websites. I saw those myself. So you don't have big, long numbers magically popping up throughout the night. That's impossible. I mean, technically, if the universe goes on for 5 trillion years, maybe the same number comes up again. But it's like the evolutionists saying, oh, you know, a cell just came together like a fine Swiss watch in the Sahara Desert. It doesn't work that way. Okay? It doesn't work that way. No matter if you have 70 trillion years. And so you've got a screen mirror now for TV viewers. Radio listeners will narrate it. Please continue, Edward Solomon, with your layout here. Start over if you'd like. St. George is the big smoking gun. Start wherever you want. Don't pause or I'll take over. I like to talk. And just lay out this incredible evidence that people want to see.
All right. Well, right now I can't share my screen, so we're working on that. I don't know why.
We'll figure it out. But just lay it out for us.
Speaking of, there is a double standard. Over in, I believe it's Massachusetts, a Democrat asked for an audit, and they got an audit. And then they revealed that Republicans were short at about 300 votes
That's right. Nowhere will they ever let the audits happen. Never a real audit. Explain the difference.
So, the type of audit that I'm looking for, and that is the type of audit that Pulitzer was looking for, and I'm hoping that I could present a case that gives probable cause to allow Pulitzer to go ahead and do an actual audit, not just of what the ballots say, but the quality of the ballot itself. Is it authentic? Was it filled out by a computer? Or was it filled out by a human being? Does it belong to a registered voter? Does it belong to a registered voter that is actually living in the state and things like that? These are the questions that I want answered as well. It's amazing how.
So you want in Pennsylvania and Michigan these 18 wheelers and vans showing up all printed for Joe Biden? So lazy they didn't even print out the other candidates, like one senator and Biden. Yeah, that's not suspicious at all. It's perfectly printed out ballots by a computer for only two candidates. No, that's not suspicious at all.
There's other things too. The down ballot is often missing on a lot of these ballots. And from Bobby Pyden's testimony in Georgia, there's actually a correlation between the first and last names of the people who voted in Pennsylvania and Georgia, which is interesting because I believe they use the same algorithm in Pennsylvania and Georgia.
And that's a good question. Let me ask you that because you've looked at this. The Democrats lost and almost lost everywhere in down ballot. Many of the ballots that the guy swore and he drove in into Pennsylvania with a truck full of fake ballots or only, and the same thing in Michigan. The witnesses have signed affidavits that there was no down ballot. What's the reason? Why didn't they do that in the fraud?
The reason is very simple. If too many Republicans locally lost their seats, they would have banded together and absolutely demanded an audit. Instead, since they managed to win, they didn't care. They didn't care about Trump. They have no allegiance to Trump. They have no allegiance to the conservative
party. Exactly. They always pick people off one at a time.
Correct. Just like I knew when they went after you, they were going to go after everybody. And now they have, once again, you're right again. They're just canceling everybody left and right. They even say libertarians, which is what I am. They're going to go cancel libertarians. According to John McCabe, I might be a potential terrorist because I'm part of the Libertarian Party.
Absolutely. So let's keep laying this out. We've got some of this on screen.
Now, the way these algorithms work is they don't choose the winner. They choose the loser. So if they don't want you to win, if they want you to lose, they're going to make sure you lose. They don't choose it. They don't care who wins. They care who loses. And if you're not part of the swamp, they're going to make sure that you lose. And if this is not corrected and brought to light, what I have right in front of me, I have formulas that capture the probabilities of events and not from some arcane research of my own, using well-established mathematics. Then this is going to continue to happen for the remainder of this nation. It's never going to stop. It's going to keep happening.
Well, absolutely. A tyrant that seizes power never gives it up willingly.
But I mean, and I think I'm trying to communicate with people on the far left, the grassroots left, trying to show them how they cheated Bernie out of the primaries. The algorithms are very similar. So I've been working on that for
a while.
Well,
let's start there, because that's true. But they even went further. Like in California, they said, we interviewed one of the master delegates, electors, and he said, oh, we don't care when Bernie wins. Hillary will get this. And they admitted the day before the election in 2016, the primary, they voted in California to give it to Hillary. I mean, they admitted it on TV.
This is what I mean. I'm glad we're having a discussion, because I don't want to fight with the left. I don't want to fall into I call it the corporate feudalists. That's what we're really fighting. Like the previous guest just said, we're fighting fascism and communism. I don't want us to be at war with each other at the grassroots when we actually have the same common enemy. It's the swamp in D.C., the swamp at the state legislature.
No, but I agree, but how do they announce on CNN, oh, they had the delegates meet and vote for Hillary the day before the election? That's rubbing it in. That is disgusting.
Right, it's gaslighting. But they're saying the sun is the moon, and you have to agree, just like in The Taming of the Shrew, that we are the deplorables, which is, you can replace the word taming of the shrew with the taming of the deplorables. And as far as they're concerned, anybody who's authentically on the right or the left, you and me or some real Bernie bros that I've talked about in Discord to get the information from for their primaries, we're all deplorables.
Well, that's it. They don't want any critical thinking. They want to piss in your face and tell you it's rain.
That's right. And I don't accept that.
All right. Well, I know you've done a great job of seeing your videos. So, Edward, when we come back, I'm going to give you the floor for 2 seconds. I want you to just lay out your evidence or whatever you want, the algorithms, the numbers, the facts, Georgia, wherever you want to go. When we come back, we got a minute and a half to break, though. What else do you want to cover?
Do you have the slides in front of you now?
You know, I knew you were coming on the show. They got a bunch of stuff in the computer in there, but I'm sure we can put slides up. We have the slides. Go ahead.
It's not letting me share the screen. I don't know why.
So, yeah, since you can't share the screen, it's okay. We can do the slides. So when we come back, we'll do the slides. Tell us what's in these slides.
Okay.
And listen, Edward, where's the best place for people? You're on YouTube at Edward Solomon. Where else can people find you? Is that the best place?
That's the best place until they cancel me. It won't take long.
I hear you. All right, so let's just lay it again. I don't just believe Edward Solomon. I know who's been for a while, seen his stuff. We've had other mathematicians have come out, laid out the very same numbers. But he's a really smart guy. So we're going to talk to him when we come back. Please don't forget, only way this dog hunts is you keep staying concerned. Where everybody's supposed to shut up on election fraud, go away, because it didn't happen. No, we're not going to shut up. And questioning elections is not terrorism. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We never give up. We never back down. But I can give in by collapsing. I could give out. So please pray for me. Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The entire planetary system is being collapsed, and humanity is not meant to go interstellar. Forces of darkness are attempting to shut down our species. But there's not just evil in the universe. So don't take the massive attack and be depressed about it. Realize that it's being fulfilled and that our greatest hours and our greatest days and our greatest infinities are in front of us. All right, Edward Solomon, we got 2 segments left. I appreciate you. We've got your slides. You've got them on your side. You just name them. You take over. Next 2 segments, go through this amazing evidence. I've seen it myself, but you're doing it live for us here, so go ahead and take over.
All right, so here is one of the ratios, 1 to 18, that I talked about previously, where Trump is getting 1 vote out of every 18 votes in a precinct. And there's a total of 16 precincts in front of us. And as you can see over this timeline of the slide, from midnight November 4th until afternoon of November 5th, you have a series of, I call them ratio transfers, and in the formal document that I'm writing, I call them ratio collisions. And on each of these timestamps, so you see the first one is Fulton Precinct 10J, at and Precinct RW and Precinct SC2. All three of these have these ratio at the same time. Precinct 10J picks it up a few minutes earlier. But then simultaneously at 2:33 a.m., all three of these precincts abandon this ratio, and then it gets picked up by Fulton Precinct O2S. And then at 2:52 a.m., precinct 02S abandons the ratio and it gets picked up by 03S, who then abandons that at 3:24 a.m., and it gets picked up by two more precincts, SC-15 and SC-23B. And this process continues up until the afternoon of November 5th, and it's not just these precincts and this particular ratio of 1 to 18. Go down one slide, and you'll see the spreadsheet there for the 1 to 18 ratio. And while we'll go down one more slide, and that's a picture of all these ratio transfers for all the precincts and ratios combined that were flagged for suspicion. And as you can see, even though the print is very small, it's dominated by Fulton and DeKalb in the county identifier. It's actually two-thirds of Fulton's counties are flagged for suspicion, and about one-fourth of DeKalb's counties. And after that, everything else is pretty quiet in the other counties. It's only Jonesboro Park and Clayton. And that's about it. So we'll go one more slide, and I'm going to explain to you how this algorithm works. All right? Do you see total expected votes equals 1 million?
Yeah, go to the next one. One slide behind. Go next, guys.
Okay.
All right. It's okay. You just go ahead and lay them out. Yeah, there it is. Okay.
All right. So we're going to do a hypothetical example here, and we're going to say it's the city of Gotham, all right? And Biden, they're expecting a total. They projected internally the internal bean counters for the Democrat Party or the Uniparty. They're projecting that there's going to be 1 million votes in Gotham. It's going to be 48% Biden. It's going to be 52% Trump. Now, these bean counters, they do their job very well. So when they release these suppression polls saying that Biden's going to win Florida with 10% or something, they already knew that wasn't true. They are doing that for exactly what Trump says. I just want to point that out. It's to suppress donations and enthusiasm. But anyway, they have their real internal numbers, and they're expecting it to be 48 Biden, 52 Trump at 1 million. And I say, okay, we're going to separate these million votes into two batches, the natural vote and the manipulation vote. I call it the flip set. So they're going to take 700,000 of these ballots of the million, they're going to put them to the side, and they're never going to touch them. They're just going to let them go 48% Biden, 52% Trump. So they've already accounted for the aggregate across the county or across the city. And what they're going to do then is they're going to take the other 300,000 votes, and they're going to flip them at a very particular percentage in order to ensure a Biden victory, a razor-thin margin. So in this example, we're going to do 66% Biden and 33% Trump, instead of 73-27. And instead of having 20-30-40 ratios that they use, we're going to go with four. And they're going to create four virtual precincts. They're going to be the first virtual precinct, Trump is going to get 1 out of 10 votes. The second one, he's going to get 1 out of 5. The third one, he'll get 1 out of 3. And the fourth precinct, he'll get 2 out of 3 votes. And they're going to set up a very simple linear system of equations here. They're going to take the grand total there, 300,000. It's the total amount they're going to play with. And they're going to say that equals X, Y, Z, T. And they're going to take the amount of votes that Trump is supposed to get out of it. So 33% of that number is 100,000. And you set that to X over 10 plus Y over 5 plus Z over 3 plus 2T over 3. It's that simple. And then they solve that. And there's many different solutions to this. And this is just one of them. And they get about 90,000 for the first precinct and 40,000 for the second and 89,000 for the third and 79,000 for the fourth. So what that means is they have to feed, if we look at the second virtual precinct as 20% Trump, they have to feed 40,285 ballots into that precinct and flip them at a rate 1 to 5 Trump. And if you do that for all these precincts, you're going to get exactly 300,000 ballots total and 100,000 for Trump. So we'll go to the next precinct, the next slide. This is a virtual precinct too, so we're going to walk how this algorithm works at the physical level now. And we're going to have three elementary schools, A, B, and C. So elementary school Alice, Beth, and Kathy. And between them, they have 10,000 votes. So we have 3,000 votes in Alice and 4,000 votes in Beth and 3,000 votes in Kathy. And the algorithm takes control of these three elementary schools and either resets or injects more ballots to a to achieve an aggregate of 20% Trump. So Trump will get 2,000 votes out of this batch of 10,000. So now they fed 10,000 out of the 40,000 ballots they needed to this ratio. Then they disband this ratio. They release control of these elementary schools, and they never use them again. They never toy with them. They never manipulate them again. And they seize two more precincts. So this will be your high school with 7,500 votes and another elementary school with 2,500. And that will be a grand total of 20,000 with the precincts above it. So now Trump is getting 4,000 votes out of this 20,000 combined. Then the algorithm will release control of those and then simultaneously seize the last three precincts it needs. Then that will be another high school, X, with 8,000 votes. That could be a stadium with 12,000. And this could be a small church with 285. And now they fed a total of 40,285 ballots into this virtual precinct, flipped at a ratio of 1 to 5 Trump. And if you do that for all the other precincts in the above slide, you're going to get exactly 33% Trump and 66 or 67% Biden. And by doing that, because they're taking the aggregate state into account before they run this algorithm, they know that that's what the result will be, and Biden will manage to win by a razor-thin margin. And it also
and that's why they wait till right at the end. They already want to have the numbers to be able to manipulate and make sure it looks close. Because why are these fraudulent elections always so close? Like, I think that's key.
Right. So what they're doing is they're conserving their resources as best as they can. They only have so many ballots that they can dump, and there's only so many ballots that they can send into adjudication as well. They have the bean counters have all these numbers, and the algorithm has.
And that's why what you're saying is so key. Because I talked to Trump, I talked to the White House, I talked to his lawyers. They all knew. No, they're using ballots to manipulate, but it's still fraudulent. Then everybody else gets diverted onto Dominion and all that, like as if the company was doing it. No, it was being done by the fake ballots fed in that were ready in reserve, correct?
Correct. An example I give a lot is somebody can download illegal porn on Windows 10. It doesn't mean that Windows or Microsoft is responsible.
Exactly. Then they trick some people to go after Windows. Instead, it covers what they actually did through the software. Exactly. Like anybody can pick your lock, get in your house. Doesn't mean Master Lock did it. We'll be right back with our guest. He's really smart. Edward Solomon. Wow. This is he's breaking it all down with the real numbers, folks. This is history. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hour, I'll host a little bit of the next hour without a Nick Ferguson takeover. Got some breaking news on the beginning after our guest leaves us. But listen, so many listeners are new. And so they tune in, they think, Jones is criticizing Sidney Powell. He must be jealous of her. Like, I'm in a competition. I'm not in a competition. I want to beat the globalist. Sidney Powell, I think, means well, but she's like, Dominion is controlling it from their headquarters. It's just like our guest just said, no. Just because you have a Microsoft computer doesn't mean someone that hacks your computer is Microsoft. It was the ballots, and I had that from good White House lawyers that got sidelined. Robert Barnes was working for Trump. He told me, like, 2 days after the election, he said they're going to claim it's all about Dominion. They're going to, and they're all going to get sued, and that's a globalist group manipulating them. Powell's not bad. The other lawyers, he said, wasn't bad. He was right. I talked to other people in the State Department. They said, no, it's fake ballots being fed in that they hold in a group they use to manipulate. That's how they're doing it. And it was local Democrats doing it in these six states. And here's Edward Solomon laying that out. And so that's why it's a red herring to say, Dominion. And I said this way before Dominion filed lawsuits. I said this back in November. I was like, okay, guys, you're all saying Smartmatic, Dominion. Those are just the operating systems. Anybody can hack a computer. It's like saying, an iPad got hacked. It was Tim Cook did it. No, Tim Cook runs death camps in China and thinks that's okay. And is an article saying it's okay. That's Tim Cook. He runs death camps. Tim Cook, when your Apple iPhone gets hacked, it's not usually Tim Cook. So Edward Solomon, we really appreciate your time. We've got about 10 minutes left. Lay out for people more of this incredible evidence you're giving people from the state websites, from the Secretary of State's, from their own numbers. Impossible stuff where all over at exact times, exact numbers happen that are just insane. This is like total fingerprints.
Right. On Sydney, I've had one conversation with her, and I love her. And I talked to her son a few times. But overall, just like you were saying,
she's not a mathematician. She hasn't been studying voting machines for 20 years.
I don't think there's that many people involved with this as we think. Very few, based on what I've seen on the Michigan results. That had to be, I call him Dr. Evil. I don't know who it is. I assume it's Eric Coomer.
And again, some idiots will say we're defending Dominion. We're not. Explain to them. It's like you said. If someone hacks your Microsoft computer, doesn't mean it's Bill Gates. Explain that. And we're not defending Bill Gates. We're saying by making it the company, you divert off of who did it.
Correct. So the voting machines, they have to have measures in place to actually correct incorrect tabulations. There's also older methods of voting that aren't implemented right now, such as ranked choice voting or the single transferable vote, that are built into these machines, but they're not activated. They're not supposed to be active. And it is possible for a small cabal, overseas even, to, if these machines are connected to the internet, which apparently they were, especially in Georgia, in Atlanta.
You know there were live patches going on during, correct?
That I'm not familiar with.
Was it patches in the days before and the days of were going on these software?
Yes, I remember there was supposedly firmware updates. I'm not sure if they were software updates. But any sort of update ultimately is very suspicious to happen either during...
Exactly. It's like mRNA doesn't do the nucleus. It programs the outside of the cell to the nucleus. It's the same deal. Exactly.
So, yeah, like if they should have been putting these updates on these machines long before the election itself. And another thing going on with Sydney is this is another thing I disagree with. I don't believe that the turnout for Trump was so great that we had to shut down everything nationwide in the battleground states. What I think they did instead was they let us vote. They give them the information we needed, and then they shut everything down statewide to calculate their parameters to enter into the algorithm.
Oh, that's it. They knew there was a landslide. They had to measure the landslide. That's how they failed last time, is they set their fraud below the landslide. They underestimated the landslide. So this time they waited until the landslide happened and then went above it.
Correct. And they already knew it was going to happen. Basically, we gave them the information they needed to turn the election over. Like right now, if I was in a red county, in a red district in the United States, I would not release my tabulations until after the big Democrat city zoo. Like, that's one measure of defense that we can take in the meantime. I wouldn't release a damn thing.
Well, you know your stuff, man. I study this 20 hours a day, and you know way more than I do. So keep laying factoids on us. What else should we know, Mr. Solomon?
Well, I'm going to look at one last slide, because the other slides are too difficult to explain without sharing my screen. They're easy if I can, but not if I can't. Do you have the slide in front of you that says Atlanta precincts hijacked 371 over one out of 1,041?
Put it up. Put it up. Go ahead.
All right, see the big red box in the middle says, okay, I see it. All right, so this is what I know to be sure. I know that the final, if you take each precinct that was involved in this shenanigans, and you look at the final. Altered the final time it was hijacked in the time series, the same 371 precincts. It's a total of 287,000 ballots combined, of which Trump got 14.65%. After the algorithm has released control of all these precincts, the exact same precincts, it ends with 504,000 votes at 18.49% Trump. So what does that mean in between? It means that Trump got 23.57% of the remaining unaltered vote in Atlanta. So what I told Mike Lindell is, if 287,000 people walk into a casino in Las Vegas and they win 14.65% of the time in some game they're playing, the casino will have adjusted its profit and its payouts in accordance with that rate of victory for its clientele. If the next 220,000 people walk in and they win 23.57% of the time, that casino will go out of business. That doesn't happen. This is the same 371 precincts. So if I apply what I believe to be Trump's true percentage in these hijacked precincts, if had they not been altered, I were to project that using what's called the law of large numbers. That's how casinos operate. And I say, suppose Trump got 23.57% of all this vote, then he would have had 118,972 votes. That is a difference of 25,645 votes from what's reported in these 371 precincts. And that is what I stand by at the bare minimum was stolen from President Trump in the 2020 election in the city of Atlanta.
Absolutely. And again, you're a smart guy, and I'm smart. And I get what you say, but barely. Explain that to folks that are halfway listening, driving down the road right now. I mean, this is overwhelming evidence
All right.
of fraud.
I'll do it with 10 and 20%. So suppose 500,000 people walk into a casino, and they have an expected chance of winning a game is 10%. And the casino has a particular model of which it does its payouts in its in order to maintain a profit. And then the next 500,000 people walk in, and 20% of them win. I guarantee you that casino is about to go out of business. In other words, what we're seeing here is the same 371 precincts that I have flagged for suspicious activity. They jump from 14.5%
Sure, the key is the jump. It's like Trump. Anybody can see those spikes. And that's what you're saying right. is they bring in the fake ballots. It's not Dominion doing it at some central headquarters. It's people manipulating the machines themselves, entering fake ballots they have in a reservoir. They then use as an algorithm to hijack it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and this is an argument I had on the Donald.win. Like, some people think I'm were trying to fight me. I said, listen, I agree with you. They dump ballots and then evaluate them with an algorithm. It's not a mutually exclusive
Well, I'm not name-dropping. I talked to some of the highest people right. that are patriots in the Pentagon. They're saying everything you said to me a month ago. And I talked to Trump lawyers. Barnes told me all this 2 months ago. And I talked to others, and they told me exactly what you're saying. Exactly what you're saying.
Going off the OAN clip you played at the start, because before we sign off, there's a difference between precision and accuracy. So you could have a group of humans that are not aided by an algorithm that could reproduce this result with the same accuracy.
But you wouldn't have all the numbers lining up.
Correct. It wouldn't be with the same precision. They could still call
Hold on, just 5 more minutes with us. Let me explain this. Only a computer across all these systems can do it exactly the same time, exactly the same way. That's where you get the improbability, yes. the impossibility. Explain that. We're coming back. Come back in 2 minutes. It's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And I tried to warn listeners this was coming. I mean, the stupid Q stuff. I mean, give me a break, folks. Having connections to U.S. intelligence, the military, it's like having connections to Walmart. Like, it's all apples and oranges. But we knew what was going on, and we tried to warn people, and no one listened to us. Again, the Pentagon listens to InfoWars, not the other way around. Be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.